On Thursday, October 29th, just a few days ago, I decided we needed to go public with this because there's still a few days left and maybe we could get Google to back off on something. And so I communicated with a reporter from the New York Post. Her name is Ebony Bowden. I'm not going to hide this because it's public. You'll see why in just a minute. And I sent her a bunch of data, a bunch of numbers, and explained how the whole thing worked. And she wrote a fantastic piece, which was about evidence of possible widespread vote rigging by tech companies. And Thursday night, the 29th, two things happened. Number one, her piece got pulled. The New York Post pulled her article. Why? Is it relevant that the New York Post gets 32% of its traffic online from Google? They went up against Twitter just a few weeks before that, but Twitter only sends them 5% of their traffic. If they were to risk offending Google with a story this big, Google could swat them like a fly, put them out of business in a heartbeat. There are companies all over the world every day that make decisions taking that possibility, that fear, into account. On the bright side, another thing happened that night, which my team and I were celebrating, let me tell you. That night, Google turned off the manipulation. They turned it off, like flipping a light switch. Starting at 11:57 p.m. that Thursday night, all 733 of our field agents were receiving the go vote reminder, and they did until the end of Election Day. They turned off the manipulation.